All right. We're live. What's going on, guys? Live real estate prospecting here. Today, we're going to continue the series as the third of its kind. I'm enjoying it so much, I think I may just continue to do it, okay? But today, I'm going to start off by saying natural conversations. Flipping homes is about natural conversations, okay? And a lot of people get stuck in the mode of worrying about everything, asking all the what ifs, what if something fails, what if something gets damaged. I want to talk about it being natural conversation. In the meanwhile, you know what we do here. What we do is we're about to go on a prospecting. We're about to prospect. So as I'm prospecting, I may get interrupted when somebody comes on the line. It's okay. Okay. The idea is to talk to people when they come on the line. I am prospecting. This is my 90 minutes prospecting per day. So we're going to be having fun in between before when nobody's on the phone, when the voicemails are being left, I would continue to teach. Okay. So that's what I want you to try to take. So you're getting two in one. You're seeing me in action, but you're also enjoying everything as we go. All right. So the first campaign that I want to call here is what I call our voice ringtone messages callback. Okay. Some people, I just always, you know, so I follow up first. So all our follow-ups are done first before I dive into calling new leads and stuff like that. As for new leads, I have about, I have about over 2,600 people to call, 2,600 leads. But for the follow-up, as you can see, it's building on a daily basis. I have a total number of 24 numbers to dial and 10 leads. And we're going to get started with that one first. And let's see here. I'm going to click start. My phone will ring. And then... press 1 to continue. All right. And it starts to dial the first number. Okay. So as it starts to dial the first number, essentially, I will keep teaching. So we're going to have some fun today. All right. The goal of every call is we are trying to make a call. We're trying to make a contact. We're trying to leave voice messages. We're trying to set a callback appointments, okay, in case somebody said call me back at this time, we set that up. And ultimately we're trying to set an appointment to see a property, and all of those things are touches that leads to a deal. Okay, so as I was just talking to you, one lead, one call has been made, one score point has been made. It was a no answer. And that's just how we're going to have fun today. So let's get back into what we're talking about here. Before I dive into the second point on resource management, let me just first of all talk about the natural conversation part of this. So we get on the phone to prospect, okay? Well, you have two types of prospecting. There's one active, the other one is passive. Passive is when you send out a bunch of marketing messages and you expect people to call you. Okay, and when you receive calls, you essentially answer their questions and then lead them gently to closing the deal.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para...
We have a voicemail here. All right, so then we lead them gently to closing the deal. That's essentially what passive is. But active is when I have leads and I call them, okay? And for a long time, I actually shied away from calling these leads because I'm from the school of attraction marketing, where you set up marketing and you just receive calls, have people chase you down. But then, you know, in recent times, I'm staring at thousands of leads that really all I had to do is make a simple call out and see if they're interested in selling their property or not. Very simple, okay? And that's really all I have to do, you know, engage in the conversation. And we're going to start off with...
Please leave your message for... Linda, so
So I'm going to get interrupted by voicemails, prompts.
Please leave your message for
another voicemail. So I may get interrupted by voicemails or actual people coming on the line. Okay, this is the dialogue is dialing as we're talking. Okay, just so you know. Okay, all right. So active marketing is essentially when you know that all these leads exist. Okay, all these leads are pre-foreclosure leads, expired listings. They are published publicly. Okay, and they're available for marketers like you and I. Okay, they're available for entrepreneurs like you and I because we have solutions for the problem that got these people on this list, okay? So for how long are we going to shy away from calling them and simply asking a simple question if they're open to selling their property, if it's expired listings? If they're not open to selling their property, are they open to listing the property at the right price with the right person, right? These are prospecting calls you can make out there, and you can dedicate about 90 minutes to 2 hours, hour per day to doing that. And as you can see, I've found a way to kill two birds with one stone, okay, by simply using this opportunity to create my daily content for my YouTube channel as well, too. So enjoy it. The only thing is that we may get interrupted by voicemails, prompts, and an actual conversation, okay? All right, so there's a person. Looks like somebody may have come on the line and heard me and got off the phone. I'm redialing. All right, let's see here.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Ricardo, please?
Ricardo?
Yes. Ricardo Montes?
He doesn't have the phone.
Oh, do you have a phone number for Ricardo, please?
No.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
So that's a wrong number, finally. But it sounds like she may know who this person is. But, you know, all you can do is ask. Just know how to ask the right questions. Just asking questions. That's all you have to do to win in this game. So I'm going to delete that phone off of my database. And we're moving on to the next call. And by the way, just in 5 minutes as I'm talking to you, about 3 leads have been called. 6 calls have been made. 3 voicemails have been left, okay? It's the best business model ever, okay? And you think about this, and each ideal deal can lead to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, you know, profit. So it's absolutely worth it. And I'm saying that from experience, FYI. I'm not just some guru teaching you something I haven't experienced, okay? But the only difference is that when I did it in the past, I used millions. I used a passive
marketing. Por favor, deje su mensaje para 908-977-7355.
All right, so let's drop that voicemail. All right, so I just dropped that voicemail. So, as a matter of fact, I think it's calling numbers that I have already called. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to end this session. Let's do that. And somebody is calling. Who knows who that is? Let's see. This is Ola. How may I help you? Hello? Hello? Okay, somebody's not serious. You did not complete your period. Would you like to resume it? I'm going to say no. So I'm going to call phone numbers, position as person is still calling. Hola, how may I help you?
Yes, you just called me?
Yes, I may have called your number because you have a property you're trying to sell.
No, I don't have any property.
Thank you. Have a good day. So I don't know exactly who called, but I can check by searching through my database here real quick. Let's see who that is. 201. Let's check recent calls. Now, I spoke about recent calls yesterday. If you miss out on that, make sure you go back and check that. Another person is calling. This is all. Let me help you.
Somebody calling?
Yes, I was calling. At your name is coming up as you had a property for sale.
No.
Let me check. If you don't mind, let me check real quick. I think your name is coming up. I was trying to speak to Amilka. Amilka Martinez for 714 Livingston Street in Elizabeth.
No.
Wrong number. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the. So that's actually for the same property. Okay. So I'm literally going to delete this. Delete those two numbers off of my database for life. Okay. So that's actually off of the same property. All right, so let's go back here. Let's go back to here. I need to set up this call to call new leads. We're going to be calling new leads. And as a matter of fact, maybe we could call some. Let's call some, new leads. We're going to be calling some expired listings. How about that? Let's switch it up today. Okay, expired listings are essentially people that listed their property for sale, somehow, you know, the house has not been able to sell, and it's expired off of the listing contract, okay? So I'm going to actually talk to these people. It's about 194 leads, and it's about 340 calls to make, and so let's dive into this. The conversation is a little bit different because, again, they've actually tried to sell the property. Okay. So, but it's just a matter to see how. So that's my dialer calling me.
Welcome to Storm. Press 1 to.
All right. So the conversation is a little bit different because they've actually tried to sell. They listed with the broker, but something happened, something failed. The job is to feel their pain and see if. You know, first of all, make sure it's not still listed, because if it's still listed, I shouldn't be talking to them. I should only talk to the agent by law. So we'll take it from there. All right, so it's dialing right now. So as we're talking, so let's get back into our training as we're going, as the dialer is dialing right now. And then we'll look at the complete data at the end. Two calls made already with no answers. So quick. It's the beauty about this. But yeah, so I was talking about passive and active marketing and prospecting. Passive marketing does not have prospecting in it until the person calls you. You know, it's a person sees a letter, a person sees a marketing message, they see that, hey, call me for free consulting, and then they call you. Okay, that's passive marketing and prospecting. Active prospecting is when you actually pick up the phone and you reach out, okay? And then you ask the right question to see. That one is quality. Yes, hi. I'm calling about 1600 Jersey Avenue.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Do you guys own it? Okay, it shows that you guys are trying to sell that property despite of the market in November 14. Is it back on the market?
No, there's nothing but on the sale for 1600 Jersey Avenue.
Okay, so you're not selling anymore?
Never was. We've had leases for some of the suites that we were putting in to try and fill, but nothing of the sale.
Oh, it may have been a lease listing then. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, maybe that's what you saw.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. You guys are not interested in selling, correct?
No, not at the moment. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey. I'm local in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking for something to purchase, or are you looking for something to lease space?
I'm straight up looking for deals left and right. So I'm just calling expired listings. That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, I see.
Yep.
What areas are you looking for?
I'm in central New Jersey. Anywhere in Union, Essex County, Middlesex County is perfectly fine. Somerset. If it,
what type of properties in general? Like warehousing, office, or
well, residentials in general, and residentials that may need some work, that, you know, that need some tender loving care. It's perfect for me. And and if you have deals that you're trying to push as well too, we can also help with marketing of it. So
okay, man, 1600 Jersey Avenue is a commercial site, not residential.
Yeah, I can see that now. My dialer is showing that to me. Yes, you know, you picked up before.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, if I see anything that comes up, I'll give you a call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
All right, take care.
All right, so that was a professional that picked up. There's no need for me to beat around the bush or try to use scripts on them and things like that. If you detect something like that, you know, essentially you need to delete that off of your, you know, delete that lead off of your list. You know, there's no need for you to be calling that. But sometimes, you know, things like this will fall through the cracks. You can still, if I was a little patient, I could still build some kind of relationship with him, by the way. But again, these are the kind of opportunities that shows up, you know, when you do this kind of thing, because you're actually talking to people as opposed to expecting miracles to happen, right? So it's are you sure deleting this lead? Yeah, I'm deleting the lead forever, completely. And we're going to move on to, I think I did. Delete. Yes, delete. And we're going to move on to the next. Yep, on to the next. So majority of these people will be residentials, but, you know, sometimes commercials will fall through the crack and it's okay, you know. So like this one right now, it's a rental. I can tell already because the list price is still $2,100 for New Jersey. $2,100 would be a list price, okay? That would be a rental, okay? That would be a list. So that was one of the mistakes with the previous lead. It wasn't actually for sale. It was for lease, for to let, like the Europeans would call it, right? So, but you never know. Again, people, landlords that are looking to rent out, they could be interested in selling. They may just be a frustrated landlord. You never know. That's why you want to dedicate 90 minutes of your time into this call and make these calls from time to time. It's fun, you know, it's fun. So let's not, before I forget, by the way, you can get my free book at myempirepro.com. Everything I'm teaching you as we go along, my mindset in marketing and prospecting your business, you can find everything in my 200 pages book. You can download it absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. You should absolutely do that. Okay, so go ahead and do that, and you know, it's around the concept of exposure is everything. A lot of people get stuck in a passive marketing thing. I do passive marketing too, and I'll teach you when you get inside too how to do that properly, especially on the internet, especially with the digital marketing that's available today. But this, the way I like my business is always in hybrid. I take advantage of everything, both passive and active, and that's what I teach you inside of the book. So go ahead and get that book. It's at myempirepro.com. Get your hands on a copy and let me know what your feedback
is. Please leave
is.
Your message for 718-415-5204.
Drop that quick voicemail. All right. So, as I was saying, passive and active marketing, okay? So flipping homes, okay? Flipping homes is not just about flipping homes, okay? Again, either you're flipping homes.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to someone?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
I was trying to speak to the person in charge of 310 Columbus Avenue in Woodbridge.
No, nobody here. We don't live there anymore.
Oh, you used to live there?
Yes.
Oh, were you renting there?
No.
Oh, okay. You owned it at the time.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But you sold it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I was actually trying to see a way that I could spin that into a possible conversation that can lead into maybe something profitable in the future, but she was a bit too cold and she already sold the property, you know. I mean, the next question I could maybe ask is that, where did you move to? You know, you could get into more conversation like that if you have the time. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people teach doing that. I do it based on how I feel in the moment, okay? So nothing is written in stone, just so you know. All right. I'm gonna run and trash that number. and we're going to click resume. All right, so.
Hi, thank you for calling the locksmith. Please press 1 to place an order, or press 3 if this is a sales and marketing call. Thank you for calling the locksmith.
Just moving on to the next call here with that one. Yes, hi. I was trying to speak to the person in charge of 226 Whittier Avenue.
Oh, no, wrong number. This is a garage repair company.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, so again, that's a wrong number. So I'm noticing lots of wrong numbers here. Would you like to kind of know? And now we're going to delete the previous number as well, and we're going to click resume. All right. So as with that being said, I've already told you what passive and active marketing is. But just understand that when you get on these calls, it's nothing to be intimidated about. So you're having a natural conversation. You should have a first question.
Hi, you have reached Maria's Alterations. Please leave a message after the tone.
All business numbers. You should have a first question you're going to ask depending on what kind of lead you're calling. So, for example, with this aspired listing, my first question would be like, hey, you were trying to sell this property at. Are you still looking to sell? You know, and I let the conversation carry itself naturally. I do have about 7 questions that I already shared with you from a previous episode of this series where I told you the 7 questions I asked, essentially the size of the house, how much are they asking, what's the worth, what they think the house is worth, how much repair does it need, things like that, right? It will guide me through the conversation. Those are information I need to know. They're not exactly the script. The script is, they give me the script, okay? I let the people I'm talking to give me the script, because the next question, the next part of the conversation I'm going to have or I'm going to say is going to be based on what they say to me. Does that make sense? So that's how that works. Let's see here. We're calling Bunk Family. It's a commercial. So that's a fax number. We're going to delete that for life. Okay. So what I'm noticing right now, the expired listings, you know, I'm going to finish it. Okay, we got about 200 calls to go. The expireds are not, you know, it's a lot of business numbers and things like that. But again, you should never prejudge. Like, for example, this building right here, it's a commercial, industrial, you know. And, you know, it doesn't look good. I'm just being frank with you. It doesn't look good so far right now. I'm 10 minutes in, 8 leads called, 13 calls made. It's measuring 2 contacts, maybe because I spoke to those people, 3 voicemails, okay? So in 10 minutes, it should be a little bit more voicemails, okay? But we're going to see. I'm gonna keep going for another, let's see, another 7 minutes here. If I still feel the same way, I'm going to stop the campaign. I'm going to go back to my pre-foreclosure and start calling my pre-foreclosure. My success story in real estate investing has been strictly from pre-foreclosure, okay? From making deals with pre-foreclosure and helping people in pre-foreclosure out, okay? My highest that I've made in one deal is $82,000, averaging about $30,000 to $40,000. So it's a profit to help these people. It's a win-win for them, okay? But expired listings, you know, I mean, this gatekeeping situation right here, I'm not feeling it. So, and plus also, they're usually already indebted to another realtor that they're working with, or they're already, or there's this big competition also with the realtor, you know. So we'll see in about another 6 minutes, I'll see if it's something I want to continue. With that being said, let me get back to the training of today. So yesterday we were training on resource management, and we talked about, number one, time versus money. And then we talked about...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8483330964 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. That voicemail was left. All right. So cold calling versus direct mailing. And that correlates with what I told you earlier. And I'm probably still going to talk a little bit more about passive and active marketing.
Please leave your message for
too, as well. Let's leave this voicemail. Right. All right. So cold calling is when you pick up the phone and you call complete strangers that are not, well, strangers, yeah, people that have never spoken to you before. You have no relationship with them before. Direct mailing is sending a letter to people's houses that are on pre-foreclosure list, okay? So from what it looks like right now, we may be focusing on pre-foreclosure because the leads are, there's just so many leads, you know, to work, and we can work those leads and continue to serve those people. And a lot of them can end up listing a house too, if that's what your exit strategy is. We're going to talk about exit strategies later, okay?
Please leave your message for 9179724989.
The primary exit strategy here is to wholesale the property, okay? Probably next to that is to fix and flip and maybe buy an old, and then we can also list the property if you have an agent or a broker in your team. I do have an agent and a broker in my team, so a lot of these leads can end up being listed, okay? So I have about four. We're going to talk about that, okay? So cold calling, essentially, you cold call strangers. Direct mail, you send letters to these people's homes. You have their address from the listing on the public record. Every time somebody gets into pre-foreclosure, their house is listed on the public record called pre-foreclosure. Some people call it lease pendings. That's LISPENDENS. Lease pendings. And that list is public. Anybody can pull it. You can pull it from the county house in your local area. You can pull it from a website, an internet service, which is what I do, okay? And pre-foreclosure on a good day takes about 10 to 12 months before they actually foreclose from the point that they stop payment.
You have reached 732-269-1710 at the beep. Please leave a message.
From the point that they stop payment to the point that they actually take the house away from them can take anywhere from 10 to 12 months on a good day. But, you know, a good day is not typically ideal these days. It could be a delay in the county house. Some people can push, or they can file for bankruptcy in between, or they ask for extensions in between. All that stuff can vary, okay? None of those things are written in stone. That's just typical, okay, when I say 10 to 12 months, okay? So you have enough time to create a deal with somebody that's struggling to make a payment on their mortgage. You have some good time to structure a deal with them, okay? And you notice that I say structure a deal with them. You don't want to go in with the blinders on and say, hey, if it's not 65% ARV, I don't want. No, you want to be flexible. And like I was saying earlier, it's truly about a natural conversation with the homeowner and you coming to the table as a person that's authentically there to try to help them, to authentically try to help them come up with a solution, okay? So that's what I do, and that's how I've created a lot of profit in the past from pre-foreclosure, except that I used direct mailing in the past. So cold calling is actively reaching out. Direct mailing is saying, setting up direct response marketing and expecting people to return your call. All of these strategies work, okay? It's just a matter of, is it positioning you good enough for consistency and for momentum? Because you need momentum in your business. If you don't have momentum, that's part of the things I talk a lot about in the book, My Empire Pro. If you don't have speed, success loves speed. If you don't have speed, you are going to struggle, okay? You're going to struggle. Mind you, as I'm talking to you, the dialer is dialing multiple numbers, okay? So you can expect, hopefully we'll talk to somebody soon, right? All right, so cold calling is you're literally calling them, okay? Except that now I'm leveraging machine, right? Leverage is also something I talk a lot about in my book, MyEmpireApple.com. I essentially like to leverage two primary things that I leverage. I think about three or four, but in the book I cover that more in details. But there's two things. I leverage machines, that means automation, okay, which is what I'm doing right now. The dialer is dialing different numbers as I'm talking to you right now. But I also leverage other people's time and money. You can separate
Welcome
that.
Welcome to Verizon Voice Messaging Service.
You got a
voice to enter your mailbox, press star. Otherwise, please redial the number you are calling, starting with the area code.
All right, so that was a bad number. I'm going to wrong and trash that number for life. It's about 60 numbers on this particular lead. I don't know why, but oh well. three of them are do not call. Okay. All right. So that direct mail is, it costs a lot of money. Okay. For you to send 100 mailings, it's going to cost you. If you did everything manually, that means you put the letter together, you put the envelope together, you put the stamp on it. It's going to cost you about almost $50 to send 100. So if you're spending $100, and a lot of those letters are going to end up in the garbage, and you can best believe that your letter is landing on the table with a lot of other letters. Okay, your letter is competing for attention with other letters. Does it still work? Absolutely, it still works. Okay, it's just a matter of how long is it going to take before it works. How much money are you going to spend before it works? Are you going to spend yourself out of the business before it works? It's a question of efficiency and effectiveness and momentum and, you know, making sure you close a deal before you quit. Because hope deferred makes the heart weak, right? And you don't want to just keep your hopes up and then, you know, you may just be right there when you're ready to close a deal and a call is about to come in and you may just quit, right? So I always tell people to make sure that you position yourself for consistency. Don't position yourself for an ultimatum, okay? A lot of people position themselves with an ultimatum, right? They said, hey, if this doesn't work in 3 months, I'm going to quit. Or sometimes it's just it's an unspoken thing, you know? They just quit after a while. So I like to position myself. I prefer positioning myself for success, okay? So with that being said, I think I'm good here on expired listings. I'm not going to be calling expired listings. I mean, the leads are simply not quality based on what I'm looking at. A lot of commercial properties and things like that. And I want to end this campaign. As you can see, I ended the campaign. Everything went into hibernation. So we're going to focus on something that has worked tremendously for me in the past, and that's pre-foreclosures, okay? And inside of pre-foreclosure, you can find all types of leads in there. You can find probates in there. You can find, yes, some expired. You can find tax defaults, okay? Pre-foreclosure kind of like houses a lot of things, okay? So that's something to pay attention to. But it was worth the test. I had to test it out and see what's working here, okay? And I think it was worth the test. Let's see here now. I'm going to start a new one. I'm starting a new conversation. Call, phone number, disposition as. Okay. Okay, so I'm calling only no dispositions for now. So if anything has been called in the past and it has a disposition, what are disposition? Disposition means I've called them in the past and I either mark them as one of seven different things. Interested, a callback set, right? Which I have four people on my callback, okay? But I have them set up for a particular date, okay? So I probably don't check that at least once a week, right? I have appointment set, which is the third one. I have good numbers. I don't know why that's really a disposition, you know, but you know, it's gonna always gonna stay zero. Voicemails, I've left 52 voicemails so far since we started this, right? Which is a good thing because I told you yesterday, each voicemail you leave out there is a marketing messenger for you, okay? So that's marketing message out there for you. No answer, it's 124. not interested, okay? So I'm only calling people that no disposition, people that have no disposition on them, okay? And on the, I'm going to call mobile numbers, yes. And if they are on the do not call list, I don't want to call it. So that leaves me only dial the first four phone numbers. No, I don't want that. That leaves me with 2,500 leads, houses, and 5,900 calls to make, okay? And we have another hour. I think, yeah, another hour to go in this session. And we're about to start dialing right now. My phone will ring.
Storm. Press 1 to continue.
All right. Beautiful. All right. So the beautiful thing about the dialer, okay, I haven't gotten a response from them. I'm going to get a response so I can give you guys my affiliate link. so you can support my business here. All right.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Alexis, please?
Who?
Alexis?
Wrong number.
Thank you. Do you know anything about the property at Caldwell Avenue in Union?
No idea.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. We end the call and we're going to wrong that number. All right. So my experience so far, this is the third 19-minute session I'll be doing with calling pre-foreclosure. My experience so far, I like it. Okay. I've spoken to a few real people that know something about their property, but nothing secure yet. But this is a lot of fun. Okay. And I like the fact that I get to bring you into this and see the hustle and the grind that goes into it, and not just start recording when I find somebody good to talk to or I prepare them that I'm about to call them, right? I want you to see the grind and the hustle that goes into it, okay? Because it's what's going to build you. It's the reason why you're supposed to build with Arizona. Hello? All right, so that person hung up. It looks like somebody picked up and hung up. I'm recalling, redialing again one more time. Yeah, I always redial one more time, at least, you know, if there's a quiet. Hello?
Huh?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Alexis, please? Thank you. All right, so wrong number. No contact on that. And the rest of the numbers here is essentially do not call. Okay? The rest of the number is do not call. So I want to delete the whole lead, the whole thing. And we're going to go on to the next name on the list. All right. So we're making sense here, guys. All right. So cold calling versus direct mailing, both of them work. It's a matter of how much, what kind of resources do you have again, okay? Do you have more time than you have money? If you have more time than you have money, then you absolutely must leverage the phone. And the attention you get from calling, when you get a person on the phone, you have their attention just by yourself, and you're not competing with anybody else, and everything else is left in your skills of being able to talk to a person naturally on the phone, okay? That's everything is down to that, okay, at that point in time. And, of course, some other variables, like, are they actually?
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Veronica, please?
Who is speaking? This is not her.
This is not her. This is Ola. I'm calling about the property in Union.
You're not. This is not Veronica's number.
Oh, okay. Do you have a good number for Veronica, by any chance?
No, but I can pass the message. What do you need?
This is Ola. I'm interested in purchasing the property on in Sarah in Union. And you could just give her my phone number. Yeah, give her my phone number. I'm interested in it, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. All right, so that's not the right person, so I don't want to call them about this house anymore. However, I'm gonna put a note on there. Let's see here. Would you like to count this as a contact, I guess? But I'm gonna put a note on there. A relative picked up. All right, so relative picked up. I'm gonna put that note on there. All right, and then we're gonna resume again. Yeah, there's one more call, one more number left there. So on to the next lead here. So here's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's go on to the next slide. How about that? Go on to the next slide over here. Go to the next slide. Let's talk about. All right, so we're going to talk about doing it versus getting it done. Again, we're still on managing resources. Okay, managing your resources. Time, money, and energy essentially are the ultimate. It's a fax number. I'm going to delete that, hang up. I'm going to trash that number. No. All right. So doing it and getting it done. So this has to do with your time, okay? Getting things done is ultimately what you get paid for as an entrepreneur. There's a lot of activities that lead to getting things done. Some of that activity is doing it, okay? But it's not necessarily true that you have to be the one doing it. If you doing it is basically if the only thing you have, the only resources you have, a lot of it is, if the only resource you have, a lot of it is time, then you end up doing it, okay? You have to do it, okay? And
dear Beach, Lucy Caban in the Travelers New Jersey claim sector. I am currently in the office but unable to take your call right now.
Please your business number.
By the end of the day, if you need immediate assistance, please press 0 to be connected to a customer service representative. Thank you and have a great day.
After the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
There's a business number, but we left the voicemail anyway. So doing it is something that there are two reasons why you may be doing it, because you love doing it, okay? Or because you have the time, to do it, okay? And that activity actually counts towards getting it done, right? But you don't actually get paid unless you get it done. As an entrepreneur, you only get paid when things are done. On a regular job, 9 to 5, you get paid as you're doing it, right? So even if it's not done, you're still getting paid by the hour, right? And selling your time is something that can become a stepping stone to where you're trying to be, right? And really where you're trying to be is getting paid for just getting things done and not having to be the person to personally do it unless you love to do it, okay? So think about it. Think about what I just said, okay? If you love to do it, like I'm talking about activities in your business, right? Part of it is, for example, cold calling, right? I'm doing it, okay? But I am also leveraging that time to create this content, right? And ultimately, a lot more exposure for my business, right? And exposure is everything. So even as I'm creating exposure by reaching out to people on the phone, I'm also doing it digitally at the same time.
Please leave your message for
voicemail, right? So you have to kind of like pick your battles here, okay? Like I said, I'm going to do a lot of comparisons here. It's about 7 of them, and I think I'm covering the third one yet. And doing it versus getting it done, one is not necessarily better than the other. One typically serves as a stepping stone, part of the journey, right? And the other one stand as some sort of destination, right? Results.
Hi, you reached voicemail of Steve, folks. I'm not available right now, but I'll leave your name, number, and the why you're calling, and I'll try to get back to you. Thanks.
We'll try to get back
to you. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so we dropped that voicemail. All right, so getting it done is the result. That's when you get results. You got something done, and that's what you get paid for. Specifically as an entrepreneur, as a real estate agent, as a real estate wholesaler, as a marketer, right? As a business owner, that's what you get paid for. But you can get paid per hour as a consultant, you know, like lawyers and things like that. Lawyers, attorneys, doctors, they get paid by the hour, you know, not necessarily for getting things done. But if you want to build wealth, okay, you want to be getting paid when you're not necessarily present, okay? So you can get things done when you're not necessarily present. Is that making sense? Okay. So when you're not necessarily present to do it yourself, you can still get paid by positioning a few things, right? By investing your money, okay? So instead of investing your time, you invest your money. Or you invest your expertise in building a team, right? You build a team one time, that team gets to work, and you could be sleeping, right? Or machines, right? If you invest in the right machines, like for example, there's a way I could set up this laptop and it will be broadcasting to the rest of my 49,000 followers on Facebook, and I could be sleeping, right? That's called leverage. It's something I cover extensively in the book, and that's why you must get that book. Okay. So it's called leverage. Okay. But what part of the curve in the leverage curve are you? That's going to be determined by what kind of resources you have available to you right now. Okay. Do you have more time than you have money? Okay. Those things are interchangeably you can convert one to the other. Okay. You cannot destroy money. Okay. It changes hands. Okay. It goes to somebody else. And funny enough, so is the same thing with time. You cannot destroy time. You can lose time as an individual, but when you think about it, after we are gone, some people are left here, right? And human beings will transcend or change into another form or to another generation upon generation. But really, matter or energy is neither destroyed nor created. It just changes hands, okay? So it all depends on where you are in the game, in the curve. That's what it depends on. It depends on what part of the game you are in. Okay? All right? Does that make sense? So right now, we're 11 minutes into the new session. We're actually more than that in, okay? But, you know, since I ended the following pre-foreclosures and let's see here. So,
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
All right, we got a voice
mail. Mailbox belonging to 732943-7291 is full. Please hang up.
Oh, it's full voicemail. So I'm going to say no answer so we can call that in the future. Okay? So let's see here. All right, so somebody is asking me a question here, and I'm going to answer that in the middle of this session here. A person says, total rehab, what's a good math to estimate that? What's a good math to estimate? Hello? Hi. Can I speak to John, please? The person hung up. The person heard me. So I have a feeling I should probably put the mute button on here.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to John, please?
You have the wrong number.
Thank you. So, bad number. Sending that to voicemail. All right, so, and we're calling the next person now, okay? All right, so the person is asking me, total rehab, what is a good estimate? Well, that's a very broad question, but I think I have an idea of where it's driving. The math is always 65% of ARV minus the repair cost. 65% of after repair value of a property minus repair cost. This is as simple as I can put it. Sometimes people want, they want a magic number or something. I don't know. Sometimes people ask that. But that's the simple answer right there. And why 65%? Because you need to make profit if you're going to buy a property. Hello? If you're going to buy a property, if you're going to buy a property and you need to put some work in, it's going to involve your time, your energy, your expertise, hiring of people to do the work. You need space to be able to do that profitably. Because if you don't do it profitably, you cannot do it again. Okay? So, So now he's specifying that he meant repair cost. So if he meant repair cost, he's asking me for a ballpark number. That's $100,000. It's $100,000. Okay, somewhere between $70,000 to $100,000. But to be on the safe side, I'll say $100,000. Okay, why? Because for $140,000, you can probably build a brand new house too. All right, so ballpark number right there. Okay. Harrison Ford number. Now, is that number in stone? Is it written in stone? No, of course not. Okay? It's not written in stone. But this is a good way to estimate, you know, it's called an estimate for a reason. But you still, the rehabber you're about to wholesale to was still, they're still supposed to go in and do their due diligence, you know, as far as how much repair is actually needed. But for a gutted total rehab house, I would definitely estimate no less than $100,000 personally, if especially if the seller is admitting to me that it's a total rehab, especially if that's the case, okay? So something to pay attention to right there. So let's get back to doing it versus getting it done.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm trying to speak.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. I'm trying to speak to Mr. Mrs. McRae. They hung up. So this is a house on Rawway, New Jersey. Yes, hi. I'm calling about 1645 Columbus.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I don't know what's the matter.
Hello?
Hi,
can you hear me? Hello? Yeah. I'm going to have to say no answer and move on to the next person when their timing is right. Right? All right. So now this conversation with doing it versus getting it done comes up every time. Every time, I think she was trying to call back. Yeah. I'm going to send this person the voicemail. She's trying to call back. So this conversation comes up at any time somebody's talking to me about outsourcing, you know, and it's a lot of people that are students of the game of entrepreneurship, and they hear this a lot from the likes of Tim Ferriss, the 4-hour workweek guy. They outsource everything, virtual assistants and things like that, you know. And there's something that I should tell you with regards to that, okay? Just like water, if you drink too much water, it can kill you. Just like a baby is a beautiful thing, right? But if the baby comes prematurely, it's dangerous, right? So we always like the baby to have full term. If the baby comes prematurely, we can still have the baby, but there's an increased chance that the baby may not survive and may kill both people, right? It's just dangerous, right? We want full term. In the same case, if you start hiring people prematurely for your business, you start to hire like virtual assistants and outsourcing activities in your business prematurely, you can kill your business, okay? If you try to go too fast, your business can crash and burn. Does that make sense?
You have reached the voicemail box of 908-248-7002.
Right. So you just left the voicemail. Right. So we can, you know, you can, the business can crash and burn if it goes too fast. A car that's going too fast. I mean, a Ferrari, a nice ride. If it goes too fast, it can crash and burn. Because it's good doesn't mean it's good for you, okay? Or it's good for you at the moment. You gotta do this at the right timing. So getting it done is something I would preach. Like,
please leave your message for 404-428-2830.
Drop that voicemail. So here's the beauty of this system, by the way. I can tomorrow come back and say, everybody I left a voicemail for yesterday, I want to call them first. Because I already know for sure that it's a real phone number, right? And, you know, but doesn't mean it's the right number, okay? So that call just ended at 20 minutes, okay? 20 minutes just ended. session ended. I don't know why it ended, but it ended 20 minutes, 13 leads called, 25 calls made, one contact, five voicemails, and 32 points. Okay. So I'm going to have to call into the session back again because we have another 35 minutes to go with this session before we call it a day. How's that? Right. So let's go back and and we're going to put dial and I'm going to say yes. Yep. And we're calling no dispositions yet only. All right. So, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, 24, 36 more leads to go. Yeah, I'm going to stop. So sometimes the dialogue will end like that. All right, let's call in the next person. All right, so getting it done.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908230634 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So getting it done is the ultimate goal. That's just getting results, setting leverage up for a result. That's the ultimate goal. But sometimes, for most people, you're not there yet. Okay, it's premature. You know, if you're starting from scratch, you should not be hiring people to do something you've never done before. Does that make sense? If you've never done it before, you don't know how it feels to cold call. You should not be.
My talent is not available right now, so please leave a name and number and a brief message.
If you've never done it before, you should not be outsourcing it. You should at least try it once, twice, right? Yes, you may say, but I have the money. If you have the money, make sure there's no ultimatum on your money. What do I mean by ultimatum on your money? If you're spending $2,000 per month on marketing, right, make sure that $2,000 is coming from a source, a well source that will never dry, okay? If you know that in 3 months' time you're going to be like, I don't know if this is working anymore, then you start from the very beginning. You knew that there was an ultimatum.
You have reached the voicemail box
source, and you shouldn't have done that.
01320221 4.
There's something I have to learn is that in this 90-minute session, I need to learn how to put a bottle of water next to me or something. To make sure that my throat is working properly. I need to learn how to do that. My throat is dry as hell right now. All right, so let's continue here. So, yes, so doing it is just as good as getting it done in that sense. The ultimate goal is you want to outsource. You want other
people to work for you. You have reached the voice of Marta Lopez. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. Sorry, that mailbox is full.
All right.
Thank you.
No answer. You soon. So, does that make sense? Am I making sense? Hopefully I'm making sense. If I'm making sense, give me a like, give me a thumbs up. Share this video with people you know me like it, okay? As you can see, we're just... the dial is just working as I'm talking to you, and you're seeing the reality of how this goes down, okay? So, again, I'm not kicking against the idea of outsourcing, okay? My partner and I argue about this all the time.
Hi, we're not available at the moment. Please leave a detailed message, and we'll get back to you. Thank you.
Tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This house actually has an auction date for March 21st. But, you know, I still call because you never know. They may have gotten an extension. You know, anything could have happened in between. Yes, can I speak to Robin, please? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Robin, please?
Yes. What company are you calling for?
I'm calling. I'm a personal person. I'm looking for Robin Daniels in regards to property at 1511 Mon Avenue, Newside.
I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
Wrong number. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So that's the wrong number. I'm gonna trash that number for life. So I always try to remember people, like, what if they're lying? Well, if they're lying to you, there's nothing you can do about that, right? You just want to just keep it moving. There's about 2,500 more people to call just in the leads here, and the leads comes in on a daily basis. So you never have to worry about that, okay? So we're talking about prematurely outsourcing activities in your business. Your business should start with you, okay? And if you decide you want to outsource something, then you can outsource, you know, after you know what's going on. And make sure that the money you're paying the people that's working for you has no ultimatum on it, okay? It's the same idea with marketing. If you have a marketing budget that you set up, make sure there's no ultimatum on it. If you say, hey, I've got $1,000 I want to spend on marketing every month, you need to realize that your $1,000 in your first month is going to be a test. Well, on the second month, it's also going to be a test. On the third month, it's always going to be a test. You're always being tested. You're always in the middle of a test. Why? Because you're always, there's always room for improvement, right? So you should never be like, hey, you should never use languages like, hey, I'm going to try this for 1 month. If it doesn't work, I'll quit. You should never do that, okay? Unless you have other places where you could be doing the business, like I just did. Hey, I have other leads I could be calling, you know, instead of calling expired. So I chose to shut it off right away because I could be calling pre-foreclosures instead of calling expired. Am I making sense? Say yes by giving me a like on the button. Just click on the like, you know, the like button if you haven't clicked on it in this session only, because if you click it again, it will take it out. So please click on it, okay? At least once during this session, okay? Am I making sense here, guys? Yes, click on the like. Okay, so doing it is just as good as getting it done. But where you are as an individual, like in the midst of your organization, in your team, right, where you are can depend on your curve that you're going through, right? Depend on your teammates, depends on your background, depends on how many years you've been doing this, right? It depends on your resources, especially the resources you have at your disposal. You have more time or you have more money, right? If you have more money than you have more time, then you, chances are you're going to be ahead of most people on the doing it, getting it done curve, okay? Just hang up. Wrong number. Yes. Sorry about the noise. Would you like to count this a second? Nope. And we do. That's a weird sound. I wonder why that noise is coming in like that. I may have to start the call all over again. Yeah, I have to start the session all over again. I had to end that session. Sorry, guys. Noise kept going. Crazy, crazy, crazy. This is what happens. No technology is perfect. But you can still agree that this is the best technology ever. Because you know, I'm talking to you and the dialer is working as I'm talking to you. Yes, continue the same campaign. In the meanwhile, I think, okay, let's click go. Start. And the phone is going to ring.
Welcome. Press 1 to continue.
All right. So we'll continue from where we stopped. All right, so let's go on to the next slide, shall we? Let's go on to the next slide. Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak to Eliton Regis. Eliton. I'm actually calling about the house at 2nd Street, Elizabeth, 32 South 2nd. Do you know anything about the house?
That was my old address.
Oh, you used to live there as a tenant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Do you have a contact with that landlord by any chance?
With my landlord?
That landlord.
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you
the
so much.
The landlord from the house?
Was that?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said sorry, though.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
So, as you can see, I've made it a habit to always ask for the landlord's number. You never know. You know, you never know. Just ask. All it takes is asking. And wrong number. Yes. No contact. I'm going to resume. All right, so doing it well.
Please leave your message for 908-906-4026.
All right, drop that voicemail onto the next. Let's go on to the next slide. 100% of nothing versus 30% of something. Let's talk about that. Again, we're talking leverage. That's all we're doing. Just talking leverage, okay? We're talking leverage, and we're talking about, now, this is probably more of building a team, okay? And building a team is, I want you to open your mind. I want you to keep an open mind as I'm sharing all of this stuff with you.
Okay? You have reached the voicemail box of 908-414-5903.
So, I want you to keep an open mind, okay? Because if you have any level of close-mindedness, you're going to miss out a lot, okay? I always say something. Extreme ideology is never good. I don't care what side of the ideology you're on. You could be yay. If you're extreme about the yay, you're going to miss out. You're going to leave a lot of money on the table. If you're nay, if you're extreme of it, you're going to miss out, okay? There's something called sweet spot. There's a sweet spot in between. That's where you always want to be, okay? Everybody else is on the extreme. Everybody else have a strong opinion about something. They're close-minded. They say, no, it's either like this or it's not. Right, they say it's black or it's white, and you say no, you know every case is gonna be different. I'm not gonna prejudge. Like when we approach cold calling, like I approach cold calling, I don't prejudge. I just talk to people. Okay, these are people like you and I. They're about their way. Maybe they're coming off work right now. It's 5:38 p.m. Right. These are just regular people trying to live life. Something happened with the house. The house is not in pre-foreclosure.
Please leave your message right? For 908-425-1625.
And now I'm leaving a voicemail for them. So you don't want to be extreme ideology of anything, okay? An example just came to mind. Some people will say, hey, I'm leaving the same voicemail for everybody. No, I should customize it. They want me to customize every single voicemail and talk to that person and mention their address. Again, that's another extreme ideology, okay? No, I don't have to do that. It's too many voicemails I'm trying to leave, and I don't want to worry about that. Now, if I customize each one of them, could I make my response rate better?
3908587-1585 at the beep. Please leave a message.
So could that make my response rate from the voicemail better if I actually leave customized voicemail instead of clicking the click? Maybe. I don't know. But here's one thing I know. There's only one secret here at the end of the day. There's only one secret here at the end of the day. And I want to share that with you right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? It starts with C. Are you ready? The next letter is O. Are you ready? Next letter is N. Are you ready? Next letter is S. I. S. T. S. in Tom. E. N. S. in Nancy. T. S. in Tom. No, let me change that last T. I'm going to change it to C as in cat, then a Y as in yes. Consistency is the only secret. So no matter what strategy you've chosen to use.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
No matter what strategy you've chosen to use, consistency is the key factor you want to make sure you're positioned for, okay? If you don't enjoy the process, you're not going to be consistent. If you don't enjoy the process, especially without commitment, you're not going to be consistent. You got to commit and then you got to be consistent. If you commit and you're not consistent, you're still going to fail. Commitment is meaningless. The actions speak louder than the voice, right? You can commit with your voice, right? So you want to be consistent. So either you've chosen to use robotic voicemails, voiceless ringtones, direct mailing, online marketing, retargeting on Facebook, right? Talking to people on Craigslist, chatting with people. Whatever you've chosen to do, make sure that it has consistency in it. Make sure you're positioned for consistency, because if you're not, you will fail, no matter how good the strategy is, okay? Never mind all the people that told you that they've been successful with the strategy, okay? So what does that have to do with 100% of nothing versus 30% of something? Okay. First of all, 30% of something is better, obviously. 100% of nothing means zero. So if you multiply any amount, no matter how big it is, with zero, it's equals to zero, right? Hopefully you did. Yes, hi. Can I speak to Mr. Abianco?
Who?
I'm trying to speak to Mr. Abianco. I may have the wrong number, but I'm calling about a property in New Jersey.
Yeah, you had the wrong number.
Thank you.
All right.
That was a phone. This is a Texas number, 713, if I'm correct. 713, somebody showed up. Maybe somebody moved down to Texas. Who knows? But it's the wrong number anyway. So we're going to trash it and never call that number again. Okay. So hopefully we're making sense here, guys. So 100% of nothing. That means if you hog up your business, if you say, no, I'm just going to do this way, my way, or the highway, right? If you do that in any sense, laterally, vertically, horizontally, across borderly, right, in your business, you will miss out big time, okay? That's very, very simple. You will miss out big time if you do that, okay? So I want you to position yourself, okay, to understand that you're in partnership with everybody, okay? So if you're in New Jersey, all the agents in New Jersey are your partners, okay? And so if you end up on a call with an agent, you remember at the beginning of this call, I did end up on a call with one. I say, hey, if you have a deal you're trying to push to, I can help push that as well too. Because you never know, people in my network can end up buying their property. And it could be vice versa, right? Everybody is your partner. And you should be willing to share the money always, especially when the alternative is to get nothing, 100% of nothing. Is that making sense? Okay. You should be always looking for partners in your business. You should always be looking for partnerships. You should always be looking for partnership opportunities. Okay. Because one tree does not make a forest. Okay. And I want you to start thinking about partnership as a resource management strategy, okay? You cannot do everything by yourself. You're not going to become wealthy just from selling your own time. It's not going to happen, okay? Now, you could help create more results by partnering with other people, okay? I could be completely out of town, consulting out of town right now. I'm still running this real estate business because I have partners. I have partners. More importantly, I have potential partners. I have partners' phone numbers I can pick up. I say, hey, I got this deal going on. Can you help me finish it off? And we can share money, right? And I can do that all day long. I can pay people $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 for helping me facilitate a situation that I'm not able to be there physically to do.
You have reached the voicemail box of 908877
845.
All right. It's getting better, right? It's getting better. So something I may do here is maybe on Thursdays and Fridays, I may decide that, hey, I have enough. You know, the data is still consolidating right now. I will eventually be able to see my average call per day, my average voicemails per day, and then I'll be able to push, you know, because retargeting, follow-up is key to business success. So if I've left voicemails and things like that.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
All right, no answer. Voicemail is full. It's typical, right? Yeah, that's very common these days, full voicemails. People don't check their voicemails, right? So, but don't let that contradict what I said yesterday. A lot of people still check their voicemail, but it's very common these days that people have full voicemails. Some of them check at the end of each week, end of the month, or until a friend says, hey, can you delete some of your stuff in your voicemail?
Hi, we're not going to take your call. If you like, you can leave your name, your number, and a brief message.
For some reason, that address looked very familiar. Okay. So, in this particular segment, 100% of nothing versus 30% of something is essentially speaking to resource management and specifically on time. Okay. If you're busy, which you should be, okay. Let's see here. Let's redial that number again. If you're busy, chances are you're strapped on time, but it's not going to be an excuse to not close deals or to close a good deal because you have other people that may be less busy that you can add to your team and they can help you make your business better. Okay. So as far as me, that's why I'm always bringing people on my team because there's always room to make more money together. Okay, there's always room to make money together. So I could bring people on my team at any time, okay, because I can't cover everything, okay? I can only sleep on one bed at a time. I can only sit in one car at a time. I can only sit on one couch at a time, okay? I can only be in one place at a time unless I understand one keyword, leverage, the L word, leverage, okay? Not loser, leverage. Okay, apparently this person picked up and they don't talk.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, can I speak to Verna Williams?
Wrong number. This is Anil. I'm Anil speaking.
Vernie?
Anil.
Oh, this is Anil. Do you know anything about the property in Hillside, Voorhees Street in Hillside?
No, I don't know.
No, thank you. All right, that's the wrong number. But he kept picking up and then keeping quiet on the phone, hear me talking. So delete that phone number. Yeah. All right. So we're about 11 minutes away from the end of this session. Okay, it's been quite a lot of fun. We made some really good contacts. We did some marketing, and we created some content. Okay, which is Gateway Drug to Opportunity. Okay, if you've never heard that, it's part of the thing that I teach on the back end in the book. So make sure you go to the book and download the book. MyEmpirePro.com. Okay, MyEmpirePro.com, or you can simply click on the link in the description box below if you're on YouTube. Okay. Let's see here. All right. So back to building a team, back to leverage, 30% of something. So so I always tell people, like, if you leverage and resource management is not a two-dimensional or one-dimensional thing. It's not even three-dimensional. It's a multi-dimensional thing. It's something that you're always perfecting. You're always working on it, improving on it, right? What do I mean by multi-dimensional? You may have three partners that you already work with, and you say, hey, I don't have room for
more. Please leave your message for 609-721-4971.
that would be a big mistake, because you never know what that next person is going to be that's going to help you nail that next $1 million contract. You just never know what that person is. So you must be always open to partnership at some level or the other. You may not be able to partner with somebody to pay them salary, but you may say, hey, yeah, come on board. Let me send you some materials. Let's work together. Let's make this happen. It's an abundance mindset. It's another way to express that you're not afraid of them taking over, right? Because when you have that abundance mindset, you're going to attract abundance, okay? That's why 30% of something.
Hi, I'm not able to take your call right now. If you please leave your name, number, and a brief message, I will return your call at my earliest convenience. Have a great day. God bless.
So that's why 30% of something is always better than 100% of nothing. Plus, 100% of everything does not exist. Okay, you're always sharing your money. Either you're sharing it with...
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Mr. Donnelly?
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Mr. Donnelly? I'm calling about a property in Hillside, New Jersey. Call again. So anytime somebody hang up, I always call one more time, okay? To give him an opportunity to curse me out or talk to me. Right.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Anthony?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Anybody there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? All right. So I'm going to hang up and say no answer. So anytime I get a person that their phone line is not going through or something, I just go no answer. And I keep it moving for another day when we get back to it. We have too many leads to spend too much time, okay? There's a rule in this game that we say you want to spend 100 minutes with – would you rather spend 100 minutes with one person or 1 minute with 100 people? Okay, again, it's a leveraged conversation. Okay, it depends on what we're talking about. But essentially, you want to cheat time at its own game. Okay, that's pretty much what you're trying to do. Time is evaporating by the second for you as an individual, right? And what you're trying to do is you want to cheat time at its own game. And the only way to do that is leverage. Okay, so you don't want to waste time on situations, negative, non-responsive, anything like that. You don't want to waste time on those kind of things. You want to be keeping it moving as fast as you can, because time is always of the essence. Okay? So that's that. So obviously, 100% of nothing is no good. Okay? It's no good. But you can make 100% of everything that belongs to you by making sure you leave room for partnerships. Okay? By applying leverage to your business, always. All right. So let's move on to the next slide. Let's talk about knowledge versus execution. This is a very, very important one. Okay. I've been guilty of every single one of the crimes attached to each one of these, by the way. So I'm speaking a lot from experience when I talk about these things. And you definitely need to watch out for them in your business. Okay. There's a lot of Mr. To Know, Mr. Know It All, Mr. and Mrs. Know It All. They know everything.
Please leave your message for 908-422-3874.
They know everything, right? You ask them one question, they have about 50 million opinions. There's a lot of them in the entrepreneurship game, okay? I hate to tell you, sadly, I fall into that category, okay? That's why I love this idea of me creating content as well as taking action at the same time. Like, I'm literally dialing people. I have my machine dialing people as I'm talking to you, right? Because I use that to eliminate my personal weakness, which is I tend to know a lot, and I really do know a lot, and I have expressed, exercised, or showed that that session ended. But I'm not ready to end that session. Okay, the session ended at 20 minutes, apparently, again. But I wasn't ready. I'm going to spend this last 5 minutes to do this. I need this last 5 minutes. Please. I'm in all about my 5 minutes. I want my 5 minutes. Right. I want my 5 minutes. All right, so as I was saying, so Mr. Know-It and not executing. Now, let me take that back a little bit. I do execute. I'm one of the best executors or executors in business in general, okay? But clearly, that's just not good enough. But when everything else has been equal, if I was to choose a person that executes over a person that acquires knowledge all the time, I will always choose a person that executes. Why? Because when you're executing, you're also learning. Okay, and the best knowledge comes from experience, from actually taking action. And the better than best experience comes from making mistakes. Okay, because once you make a mistake and something doesn't work out, you kind of have an idea, okay, of what not to do again. Okay, Dallas is calling in.
Going to storm.
All right. So,
please leave your message for 973-609-8162.
So, we kind of now have an idea of what not to do when you make a mistake, okay? But more importantly, you want to be executing, okay? And if you can execute at the same time and be gaining knowledge, absolutely. Like, for example, questions come in sometimes, and I use that to educate myself, and then I dish that question out in the form of content, right? So it's part of the game. It's part of the game. It's part of the beauty of this game, okay? So if I was to choose, both of them are good. Obviously, you want knowledge. You want to continue to increase your knowledge, read some books and things like that. But if I had to choose between execution
please
and knowledge.
Please leave your message for 908-906-8676.
If I have to choose, I will always choose execution, okay, instead of being a talker. So execute, execute, execute. If you learn something, don't waste any time on it. Don't go try to learn everything about it. Start executing from where you are. Just start right from where you are. Just get enough knowledge to start executing, because all the knowledge in the world without execution is meaningless. It's no use, right? And we're dialing a number here. It's of no use, okay? So you want to be able to collect real data, real market Uh-oh. Data. Yes, hi. Can I speak to Jesus, please?
Speak to who?
Jesus. Jesus?
This is not the right number.
I was calling about a property on Emma Street in Elizabeth, 925. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know about the property in Elizabeth,
I'm
New Jersey?
With that address.
Oh, you are, but you live in Georgia, you said.
Yeah, I used to live at that address. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Ola. I'm actually trying to reach the landlord of that property.
My mom still lives there, but I don't know who owns the house. As far as I know, the owner doesn't. The owner that I know about doesn't own the house no more.
Oh, do they lose it to foreclosure or something?
I'm sorry, what you said?
Did they lose it to foreclosure or something, or they sold it?
I can't hear you. It's very windy out here. Hold on a minute. What was the question?
I said, was it lost into foreclosure or they sold it?
I think it was lost in foreclosure, as far as I know.
Okay, but Mama still lives there, right?
My mother still lives there for the time being, yes.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be in the process of looking for somewhere else to go.
I see. If you don't mind, maybe.
I don't know how you got my number, because this used to be my son's number. How did you get this number?
For some reason, maybe you used the address before in the past. Our system pull up every number associated with the address. That's why.
Oh, my son used to stay there when he went to college. That's probably how he got this number, but now I have this number.
Right,
but
I see.
My mother still lives there.
I
Do you
see.
Want me to give her your number?
Yeah, if you can
give you more information.
That would be perfect. I love that. Thank you so much.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Ola, O-L-A.
Ola?
Yes.
my mom your number
okay.
and have her call you because she still lives there. Are you interested in buying the house?
Yes, I am. And that's why I'm trying to reach the landlord or whoever is in charge. But you said it was lost to foreclosure. Maybe they have a realtor or somebody.
I think it was, yeah, because she told me that the guy that used to own the house, he lost the house due to non-payment for a long time.
Right.
So that's the only information I could give you. But I could give my mom your number. Her name is Vivian.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll call her right now for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so she was very nice, okay, very nice call, and she's a referrer, I'm connecting her as a referrer, foreclosed on, note, and I'm going to end the session, okay, we ended that session, so let's see where we left off today. First of all, knowledge versus execution, we covered about four different subsection topics here today. We'll continue tomorrow, but let's look at the data that we have. I'm going to switch screens so we can look at the data that we have today. How about that? Let's look at our data for the day. Switch screens. Hello. Let's switch screens real quick so we can look at the data. Okay. All right, so that's the data that we have. So in total, since we started, we've 5 hours, 47 minutes, okay? We left 117 voicemails in that period of time. If I was leaving manual voicemails, there's no way I'm leaving 117 in 5 hours. That's a lot. You know, I mean, you have to consider how many calls I made, too. I've made 404 calls so far. Calling 189 leads, 23 contacts, okay. So call back six people, okay. So it's not bad, you know. I mean, if you look at that data, today is 21. So today we have these are the calls I've made so far. So it's expired listings. I called more expired listings today. So we're going back full time to pre-foreclosure starting tomorrow, okay. And because they're motivated, they have a reason to want to sell, okay? Expired listings, the only reason they want to sell is because they want to sell. But pre-foreclosure has a reason why they may need to sell. But more importantly, again, leads is leads. It doesn't matter, you know, but I'm much more comfortable with pre-foreclosure because everything else, like tax default, things like that, you can find them in pre-foreclosures, okay? Like, for example, this, we just lost the house, you know? Sometimes it's too late like that. Sometimes I've saved properties within 2 weeks of foreclosure before, and I was able to make 30, 40 grand from it and actually help the homeowner save their credit from that eternal F word, which is foreclosure on their credit, right? So 46 leads, 95 today, made 95 calls today, 4 contacts, 27 voicemails today, not bad. And we about total of 1 hour and 18 minutes today. It should be a little bit more than that, maybe between when I was trying to dial in and stuff. All right, so that's what I have for you. Hopefully, you enjoy this. Again, the book. Let me switch screens to the so you can see the book is at myempirepro.com. Go grab a copy of the book. I cover it's 200 pages. Of information you need to run your wholesaling business or any type of business for that matter. So go grab that book. If you like this session, give me a thumbs up. Thank you so much for giving me a thumbs up. Share this video with anybody you know may like it. If you have questions, post them in the comment box below, okay? Use the comment box below. Ask questions, contribute. If you have an additional thing, you have a few tips you want to give me, you know, I will take it as well. But yeah, use that comment area for that. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.